It's Monday, the 6th of May, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Three people were killed in a small plane crash in Windhoek's Pioneers Park residential area. The crash occurred on Rickman Street on Friday, shortly after the aircraft took off from Eros Airport. The victims were two pilots and an aircraft mechanic who were on a maintenance test flight. Here's Magnus Abraham, the head of the Directorate of Aircraft Investigations in the Ministry of Works and Transport, with an update.
The whole wreckage has been moved under safe custody to our facility at Eros. The place there has been cleaned up. However, with the operator, they'll continue to restore the neighborhood to a safe, habitable situation. Because from the CCTV footage that we have viewed so far, we have seen that there was an issue with one of the engines. We are also going to the Namibia Civil Aviation Authority to get all the documents of the pilots in terms of their licensing and the training that they did. And it will also continue going to Western now to do in terms of what was done on the aircraft in the maintenance hangar that day and what was the purpose of the test.
We asked Magnus if the airport might be located too closely to a residential area.
If you go around the world in Joburg, the airports are now part of the cities and built-up areas. So the issue is not so much where the airport is between the houses. Air transport is the safest mode of transport. And that's why this one is very concerning for us. An aircraft has been made with redundancies. If things go wrong, crew are trained to be able to manage and fly the aircraft for a certain time and put it down safely. Aircraft shouldn't be falling on the house. This one is a red flag for us, that why couldn't this crew manage and handle this aircraft? And did the right people work on the aircraft to have reacted? Because we know this is a maintenance aircraft. You need your most experienced people to go out there.
Former South African President Jacob Zuma plans to attend a disciplinary hearing with the African National Congress on Tuesday, despite the party's announcement of its cancellation. The hearing concerns Zuma's decision to join the newly formed Mkhonto Isizwe Party while still being an ANC member. The ANC postponed the meeting due to security concerns. From further afield, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government have voted to shut down offices of Qatar-based news channel Al Jazeera. Newsroom Africa spoke to former Al Jazeera's Southern Africa Bureau Chief Tembisa Fakude.
I think it's typical of Benjamin Netanyahu. As you know, that UNESCO awarded Al Jazeera one of its prestigious awards, honoring all the Palestinian journalists that have been working in covering the war on Gaza. And Al Jazeera continues to win accolades around the world. At the New York Film Festival, Al Jazeera was voted as the world's best news organization 2024, which has been happening over the years. So I think Benjamin Netanyahu found himself in a position where he did not like what he heard and saw. One, number two is, you know, there's continuing protests in Israel, Tel Aviv, and very few organizations around the world are covering those. The only institution that has been persistent in their coverage has been Al Jazeera.
And over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was placed on a criminal wanted list by the Russian Interior Ministry.
President Zelensky's name joined a list of alleged criminals compiled by the Russian Interior Ministry, which said he was being wanted for an article of the criminal code, but provided no further details. His entry includes information like his date of birth and a photo of him from before the full-scale invasion. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry responded in a statement saying the move was, quote, evidence of the desperation of the Russian state machine and propaganda. Before President Zelensky's entry, Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas was the only head of state on the list. Members of the International Criminal Court were added to the list last year in retaliation for issuing an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.